Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with yours truly. It is chilly out here. I hope everyone had a wonderful day. I miss the heat. You know, fall is coming right around the corner, so we have to embrace ourselves for that weather. So before I get started, I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you and just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day, Father God. Thank you for the trials that we had to embrace during this week, Father God. We know that in you, Father God, that we are increasing. Our character is increasing, Father God. You're preparing us for the next chapter of our life. Help us to mature on that level, Father God. And I just ask you to use me as your vessel, Father God, to get out what you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. So today we're going to be talking about changing your approach. Now, I'm going to speak on how we can change our approach when it comes to our speech. And I'm going to base that on several different things, you know. So often we approach issues and people based on three things, right? Based on how we was raised traditionally. You know, there are some things that we have deeply rooted in us from childhood up to adolescence that we base things on. And we relate those back to what we seen when we was raised. Number two, we base things on how we perceive things are or how they should be based on our feelings, our emotions, our flesh, which we know that our flesh, our emotions will change each and every day. Just like it's cold outside, today, tomorrow it may be hot. That's how our emotions are. Our emotions are not, they are permanent. They are a part of us that we're going to embrace, you know, our emotions, but we don't have to allow those emotions to control us. Number three, we base things and approach issues based on how we want to keep control. So if we can't control someone or control an issue, you know, that may be something that tends to bother us, you know. I really want to just think, you know, I was actually doing a bullying training workshop today. It was actually a video. You know, I was watching a video about bullying, and I was just so amazed at some of the different things that it enlightened me on. Sometimes we think we know it all, but we don't. And one of the things it talks about is how we approach issues. So when I talk about issues, I want to capitalize on the bullying and the domestic violence aspect of it. How are we approaching this? You know, some of us believe that because we grew up in a dysfunctional family household, I'm going to tell you the truth. I certainly believe that all of us may have had dysfunction in our household to some degree. Now, not all of us hold on to that dysfunction. Some of us use it as a crutch in how we approach certain things. So let's just say you grew up in a household where your mom or your dad was an alcoholic, and what end up happening was one of them abused the other spouse, you know. So what tends to happen as you grow up, you develop those characteristics. You approach a relationship, approach your significant other in that manner where you display those characteristics, not saying that they are valid for you, but they are not the appropriate way of handling a situation. So that is your dysfunction, but that does not mean that it gives you the validation to do this as though it is right. So what we have to do is understand that everybody goes through things in their life. You know, I went through something this week, you know. But we go through these things, and we have to sit back and think about, okay, how are we going to approach it? Am I approaching this from something I've seen, heard, or perceived things should be from a child? Or am I approaching this in a manner that God will have me to approach it? Because tradition, in some cases, it may be okay. In some cases, it's not. Tradition is meant to be broken in a sense based on, let's just say, your upbringing, okay? Let's just say all the boys was told they need to be in sports or they need to do this or they need to do that. If you are a parent, you know your child. So you may just say, okay, well, you know, I understand that my son may need to develop these characteristics as a male, but his strong point may be he's a computer genius, you know. So not every child or every stigma that you place on a person is actually correct. We all have stereotypes, and we all want to hold people to a certain level from where we actually grew up and, like I said, how we perceive things to be and based on how we feel. You know, today I may feel like I want you to do this for me, but tomorrow I may feel like, okay, I can't bother you. I don't like you. You know, that's just a feeling. It changed just like the weather. So we need to understand that we approach issues like that in life based on these deeply rooted things that's embedded in us, and we're just like, okay, well, why am I keep getting the same result? You keep getting the same result because it's something you're holding on to, because you're holding on to how Mama Rose or how Grandma Lucy raised you. They raised you to do this. Yes, they had their recipe for that apple pie or maybe that peach pie, but sometimes you got to tweak something to help you, but also to make it better. That's part of what you do with leaving a legacy. Part of leaving a legacy is to help make the next generation better. But if you cannot see that you need to change your approach and how you do things, then the next generation will carry on that same dysfunction that you carry on, that Grandma Lucy and, you know, Auntie Peaches and all them gave you when you grew up. So I want you to just think about where you are. There are some things that we grew up on that we see that may not be okay. And we have to understand that it's okay to change. It's not saying that you're better than anybody. No, change means you're maturing. You're trying to help the next generation. So if it's something in your life that you have witnessed when you was a child, you know, I remember Joyce Meyer, she said all the time as far as how her dad, you know, molested her. And that was, you know, that was just so sad that this happened to her. This is something tragic that happened to her. But God used her to take care of her dad that did this to her, to take care of her mom that denied that stuff, to take care of her aunt that didn't want to butt in or interfere, like, okay, that's none of my business. But God used her to help them in their latter days before they went on to be with the Lord. Even though this is something that's hard, if they would have changed their approach and say, okay, but way back when, look, I wasn't even born. But back then, it was anything that goes on in your house stays in your house. Anybody on the outside of your house, whether they are uncles, aunts, cousins, ain't got nothing to do with what goes on in your house. So that may be their approach and how they handle that situation. which I'm not going to say that was a good approach because it provided trauma. She had trauma because of this, as a result of what happened to her. Just like a child, you know, growing up, you see different things. Different things happen, and a child may feel like they can't speak to their parent because they feel threatened by an individual on how to go about doing something like bullying. You know, in the seminar that I actually looked at today, it talks about how there are different misconduct, mishandling ways of how people perceive you can take a step against bullying. Let's just say you have all these kids that exhibiting bullying behavior. How do you approach that? What are you going to do to address what they did to another child or another adult? What you do is you address that behavior and identify and let them know this behavior is not okay. They have to face consequences for that. But in this workshop, what tended to happen is what some of the people was actually doing was getting all of these kids that was, it was on stopbullying.gov. So what they was actually doing was taking these kids that displayed bullying behavior, and they was putting them in a group, like a group. They formed a group to talk to these kids about their bullying behavior. And one of the things that was said was, this is actually not going to help these kids. And the reason why it wasn't going to help these kids that displayed bullying behavior is because they are all alike. Everybody in the same class is all alike. They don't have anybody from the outside coming in to say, okay, this was wrong. This is the behavior you should do. You have leader characteristics that you can channel to change, that you can be a leader versus trying to bully someone. But because someone formed a group with like-minded individuals, that's why it's very important for us to change our approach. Because if we change our approach and we don't put all the like-minded people in the same group, you will get a diverse audience, for one. You will also get a difference in opinion, but you will get proven positive results because you have different aspects. But when you put people that are abusing someone or people that are causing bullying behavior with other individuals that are displaying the same behavior, you're not going to get positive results because ultimately, if you put me in a group with people of the same kind, what is going to provoke me to change? I have to see why I need to change, and I have to face the consequences. So there has to be a consequence. So that's why it's just so amazing and why we need to just change our approach, even when it comes down to how we raise our children. If you had the mama that I had, let me just say this, you know, I love my mama. But, you know, it's just a tone that she gave me that I knew not to do it again. If I misbehave, I knew not to do it again, or I knew not to misbehave because it's a tone that she cared. It's the face that she had. You know, these are some things that, for me, it's humorous because I live, you know, in that era where I'm a mom, you know. I picked up some of the characteristics that my mom displayed when I was young with my kids. If they're acting up in the school, you better not act up in the school. So, and you know I'm talking through my teeth. It's like, do it again. And you're going to face consequences when you get home, you know. So it's different things that, you know, if you look back on it, you're like, you know, that is so funny, but it's so true. What will the end result be? Do you want to carry this same thing to the next generation so that they can keep repeating the thing? Or do you want them to learn and enhance and change some things? Just like, for instance, we have Christmas, you know. some people believe Christmas is a time to give, to is a time to put up a tree and celebrate and do all this without thinking, okay, it's a time to celebrate Christ. These are different things that I'm just using to just broaden your horizon, to get you to think about, wow, man, maybe I do need to change my approach. There are some things. It may not be Christmas. It may be how you're talking to one another. It may be how you're raising your children. It may be what you are doing or displaying your house between, I mean, it could be between husband and wife. It could be between mom and kids or dad and kids. These are some things that you need to just take a look at, like, okay, this is the mirror. This is actually what I'm showing my kids to do. It's okay to do this. It's okay to talk to one another like this. It's okay to have disrespect. It's okay to just say whatever to someone to cause them to feel inferior. No, it's not okay. God wanted to love one another and to speak one another with love. And how we do that is how we approach them, how we approach issues. There's a way. You know, the saying is, it's not what you say, but how you say it. If you come to me and you talk to me, you're going to get a different approach versus you speaking at me. Don't come at me that way. Don't speak at me. You know, talk to me like I'm on your level. We all are equal. We put on our pants the same way. So this is why it's very important for us to change our approach. There are different generational curses, meaning different spirits that carry on throughout the family, throughout generation to generation. If you don't wake up and realize this is something, okay, Houston, this is something that's a manipulative spirit, this person is lying, this person is cheating, somebody got to break the cycle. If you don't break the cycle, then the next generation gonna face it, then your child gonna face it. At some point, somebody got to say, okay, my ancestors are in the grave, and I'm going to do them justice, and I'm going to be and set the example by changing my approach so that I can get positive results in life. I know it's not going to be easy because it's a habit that we had since we was little, okay? 30-some years old, I had this habit, you know, for 30-some years, so who are you to tell me to change it? You're right. But if you want to get positive results in life, you have to change something in order to get that. If you are continuously getting the same result, then maybe it's something you have to change. I leave you with this. It's just so amazing how when you're up close on something, you can't see it. No, you can't see it. It's like everybody in your circle can tell you, well, Mary, this ain't right and this ain't right. Well, I knew this. But you can't see it because you didn't take a step back and reflect and see from the outside in. See, someone from the outside in can tell you more about what you don't know or what you refuse to face. I've been there, done that, especially when it comes to parenting and how, you know, your child may want to go down, you know, a different path than where you want them. But if you don't take the time, if you're so busy moving and going and you don't take the time to realize you are in too deep or you way past gone, then you're going to get some results that you may not be happy with. So I just really encourage you, as I talk to you, I'm talking to myself too, I face the challenge of having to change my approach, okay? Being angry or getting upset or talking loud, that's not going to do anything. It's not going to provoke change. It's only going to provoke someone to have wrath, you know, someone to get angry, someone to seek revenge. So you cannot control what someone else do, but what you can do is control how you respond to it. We all have to go through something in life. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what you have to go through. I can only say I don't even know everything I have to go through, but I do know that everything that we go through is designed to mature us, to take us to the next level. You know, you can't pray to God and say, God, help me to decrease so that you can increase. God, I want to follow you. I want to mature. I want to walk with you. Okay, well, in the Word of God, it tells us we're going to be persecuted. They persecuted Jesus. Who are you? You're trying to follow him? Okay, they're going to persecute you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to shame you. What are you going to do? Don't pray for these things if you're not ready to embrace it. We all have to embrace some unfortunate things. It's part of life, but it's going to take you to a promised land like never before, and you're going to say, you know, Lord, if I had to do this again, whew, I'd do it again. It was rough, but I made it. So that's why I decided to change my approach, because on the end of all this, it's going to be victory. It's going to work out for my good. So when it pertains to us with bullying, when it pertains to us with domestic violence, it's not okay to repeat a cycle that you have seen growing up, repeat a cycle that you may have admired because you want to be in control or you want someone to feel intimidated by you. These behaviors are not okay, and these behaviors are something you have to address, because if you want to be loved and to give love, understand that bullying and domestic violence have a lot in common, because a little bully will turn into a bigger bully, which means you are training these children or adults to become this way. So if they desire to be with a significant other, these are the behaviors that they will display to the significant other, and then we will see breaking news, unfortunately. So I just encourage you to just change your approach. You know, I want the just think about how you approach things. You may, like I say, you may have grown up in a home where you've seen a lot, and you even heard the sound of abuse, because behind the four walls of everybody's house, we go through something. I can't predict what you go through, and you can't predict what I go through, but we all go through something. But part of it is, it's supposed to be part of your testimony so that you can overcome it, so that you can help someone else. That's what it is. Once you make your way through, it's to help someone else, your next generation. Just like, you know, off subject, just like my mom, I grew up, and my mom, I didn't know anything about life insurance. My mom never taught me anything about life insurance. But once I connected with my cousin, she enlightened me, okay, about life insurance, different things. So she was able to pass that on to the next generation. So you can't pass on to the next generation what you don't know. So this episode is typically just to show you some areas where we need to grow. Now, 2020 has brought us many different things, and it brought us an opportunity so that we can change our approach. So this is Motivational Mirror, just simply encouraging you that life has so much more in store for you if you just take a step to change what needs to be changed and how you handle situations, how you handle individuals. No, it's not going to be easy, because here's the thing. You can only control you. Even when fear rises up, bind it, and you keep moving forward regardless of who it is, what the enemy is trying to tell you. You pray for peace, and you keep it moving. I'm going to leave you with this motivational tip. And it's just so funny, because what we think in life is, we all want a quick fix, right? We want it to happen immediately, suddenly, on time. God comes, and he don't delay. He don't deny, but he comes in his perfect time. So there's nothing in life. You're not going to get a quick fix in life. You're going to have to put in a work. And the only quick fix you're going to get in life, I hate to tell you, the only quick fix you will get in life is a quick meal. So if you're going through life and you want a quick fix, the only thing you're going to get is a quick meal that you're going to pop in the microwave. Life has a lot to offer to you, but you're going to have to go through it. Until next time, this is Motivational Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show. Be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit MotivationalMary.com.